Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the ministry of I Am in the World, but Not of the World. Okay, we thank God for blessings. Thank God for attention to detail. Thank God, yes. And I give him the praise and honor of him. Had it not been for him, you wouldn't be listening to me, and this ministry wouldn't be bouncing off your ears. Okay? All right. I am in the world, but not of the world. Having been there and done that, I can surely say I have experienced just about everything from A to Z. Living on what I've heard and seen others say and do brought me so many headaches and heartaches, it's a miracle I'm still alive. Only until the Spirit of the Most High enlightened me to the truth, I was on my way to the lake. Now, after seeing the light and understanding Matthew 6, specifically Matthew 6 and 33, I realize there's an assignment with my name on it that must be accomplished by me and me alone. There are a lot of people out there in the street I left behind, and some are struggling to live that are as walking dead men. God Jehovah is our creator, redeemer, sustainer, and judge, and his Spirit allows us all opportunities we enjoy from sunup to sundown. There's hope for all, and it's found in the Word of God. Matthew 6 and 33 brought me to the realization that we all should confess, profess, and not be led to regress into distress. I'm saved from death, and I want to share this salvation with you. Once again, you're welcome to call and join in the conversation with your comments and suggestions. Shalom. I invite you to call 646-668-8217 and join in the conversation with your understandings and suggestions also. To God be the glory. Welcome again. I am in the world, but not of the world. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for allowing me, his servant, to be able to live this thing after all these years of turning it down and turning my back on it. And here I am adhering to the word of God, Yeshua. Now, thank him. Yes. Mm-hmm. I truly thank him for what he means to me and how he has dealt with me to show me what I need to do in my life to help the next man in line, not necessarily to follow me, but Yeshua, follow Christ, is the reason. He is the reason that I have life. I know it's because of him, because of God's love for me, that he sent his only begotten son into the world so that the world, may have opportunity for everlasting life and not be destroyed. The beginning, well, the reasoning behind man being here in the first place is because of God. God created man in his image and his likeness, created he them. Because he loves man. He wanted to commune with man. He wanted man to commune with him. So we're at this point right now. Let's have a short prayer. Most High God in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, thank you once again. The sun has gone down. The day has ended. Night is here. But we are still, Father God, we're still on the field working. doing the work, Father God, that was assigned for. It's not a hard job. Once we put our mind to it, our faith begins to build, and we realize, understand, and realize there is, oh my goodness, there is a the reasoning behind what we're doing. We have been enlightened to the truth. You know, we can open our eyes and say, okay, now I see, I can understand what the scripture is trying to tell us, instead of us letting these books accumulate dust, or, well, you know, just take it to church on Sunday and that's it. Boom, no. I have a Holy Bible. And this book is a book of life. To me, it is life. It's not a whole lot of words on pages. No, there are sometimes I can just open this book up and those words will liven me up and give me what I need in this life. Glory to God. Truly thanking him once again for my life up and strength that I can join you. And you can join me as we go over some things, not that I can tell you what you don't know or lead you into a ways where you may understand. No, but we're doing this thing together. The word is here for us to learn. We can do the standing, as they say, line by line, precept upon precept. You know, we just can't read a chapter and say, okay, I understand that. Tomorrow I come back, I may get another understanding, but to God be the glory. It's because of him that we are where we are in our minds, and in our lives, and in the world. We have been given free reign to make decisions that we feel are good for us and right in our life. But there are almost always consequences to all things. And Lord, I truly thank you for being there, being there with me as I deal accordingly. Because consequences, they come up on us, and it's like, well, gee, what did I do to deserve this? What did not I do to deserve this? But God, I thank you. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for my being able to talk and to share in what I understand. As I mentioned earlier, Father God, I don't need anybody following me. I don't want a following. I don't want a church. I just want to be able to understand your word so that I'm not destroyed and give the next man in line a chance not to be destroyed. We're not here to be destroyed. We are here to love one another as you loved us and gave your life for us. And we truly thank you that you did come into this world. You died while we were yet sinners. You died, Christ, for us. You died for us. It's in then, now, and in the future. You died for us. I thank you, Lord. I truly thank you. As I've asked in the past so many times, Lord, forgive me my sin. Forgive me my sin. My thoughts, my words, my actions, what I look at, what I can see and what I cannot see. I ask you to help me understand my position in life, where I should be, where I need to be, and how I can get to that point. Not being no better than the next man in the line, I can understand some things a little better than others, but it's not about me having a big head with a whole lot of information in it that I don't know how to use. I just thank you, Lord, that I can get along with all people. Thank you for blessing us with peace with our neighbors on either side. They are not like us. They don't look like us, but they are like us to a certain extent because it's just the skin covering the body. And the description of humankind, it's a dirt suit And there are so many different shades of dirt. Lord God, we truly thank you. Thank you for giving us time together to get it right. And if we can't understand, we come to you, Father God. We know that you can give us understanding. Give us true understanding. And give you the praise, honor you, and thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Okay. All right. I'm going to start from the beginning here. Yeah. The beginning. All right. Okay. Now, one thing real quick, though, is about the synopsis for the ministry here. In the world? I'm in the world, but not of the world. Okay? All right? And that Matthew 6 and 33, I'm going to read that, you know, this Matthew 6 and 30. Let me read it from Matthew 6 and 30, okay? Matthew 6 and 30 to 34. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 29 to 34. Now this has it's like a topic to it, and it lets us know it's a cure for anxiety. You know, we're worrying about not having this and wanting that and can't wait, you know, for tomorrow to get here. And it's for us to trust in the Father's care. Trust in the Father's care. Okay. Matthew 6 and 29, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Food, shelter, and clothing. They are the main things, food, shelter, and clothing. And it's not about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, or the accumulation of material things here on earth, because we cannot take them. And as our pastor would say, I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul, okay? And again, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's 6:33. Let me read that again. 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And number 34, of course, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And that's a true thing. I can be at work a few miles from where I live at. I can be at work and the weather's nice. Not bad at all, you know. And here I get ready to go home and nice and sunny, and I'm on the road going home and I see these dark clouds like, you know, things change right on up. I thought I'd be able to enjoy some good weather at home. But, you know, here things, they change up by the minute, by the moment, by the second hour, however. So we need to be content with whatever situation we are thrust into. And if we need help, we need to ask God to help us through these things. So now I'm going to read this here real quick. It's a description of the kingdom of God. Okay? There's a difference here now. The kingdom of God. All right? The kingdom of God, it's to be distinguished from the kingdom of heaven. Let's see. I'll get that in a moment. The kingdom of God is universal. including all moral intelligences, willingly subject to the will of God, whether angels, the church, or saints of past or future dispensations. So in other words, the kingdom of God, everything is included in the kingdom of God. Everything and everybody is they're subject to the will of God, no matter who you are. While the kingdom of heaven is messianic, mediatorial, and Davidic, and has for its object the establishment of the kingdom of God in the earth. The kingdom of God is entered only by the new birth. So in other words, if you haven't changed your life to do the right thing, to come on course and, you know, say, well, I'm tired of living this life. Well, I think it's a better life on the other side over there in the spiritual realm. You know, that's what we do. That's just what we do. There's no biggie. You know, we don't have to make any plans to go around the world to do any of this. Just, you know, we just open our mouths and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I want to change my life. I need to change. I want to change my life. I definitely want to change my life. And I usually use the scriptures of, is that Romans 8? I have been using that. I got a list of them over here. No, that's, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that 10? 9? Okay. All right, let's see here. Here it is. All right. Okay, here we go. I usually try to use this here, but there are some other scriptures I didn't have outlined for this particular discussion. Okay, now this is Romans 10, and Romans 10, verse. Let's start at verse 6, okay? Romans 10, verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. We believe in what we hear about the word of God. There are witnesses all over the place. And it's not to get anybody's attention for you to follow them or to be like them. It's just a witness to how faithful God is in his son and what the Spirit of God can do for us. Okay? Now, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, close to you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation is complete deliverance. Now, speaking on this wise about what is preached. Now, if these preachers are sent by God and not chosen by men, the word will get out. The true word of God, it can and will get out. And we have to understand that a preacher sent to talk about getting rich or, you know, having your mansion down here and all this and all that. No, it's not about any of that because, like I said, we can't take none of that stuff with us. None of it. And if we don't share it with the next man in line who is in need, it can be taken from us while we're here anyway. So we have to understand that, that there is a difference between this life that I live and my former life that I used to live. It was in the flesh. You know, my body, boy, I tell you, that flesh, it can just get you out there. Well, you know what? You're running yourself raggedy and you're broke down and, you know, you're not looking like yourself. And you're staying away from positive people. And you only come around when you with your hands out, you know, your pockets are empty, nothing but dust. And you need something. Let me put it like this. No. You want something. It's not a need. It wasn't a need that I was going around asking for money so I can get high. That's not a need because I was destroying the body. And the Word of God tells us that our bodies are a temple. Our bodies are a temple, and we should not desecrate our bodies. And that's with anything that changes us up from being who we're supposed to be, you know. If I took a drink, I wouldn't be myself after that one drink. I don't care if I wasn't slurring my speech or stumbling or nothing. I still wouldn't be myself because it changes my mentality. It takes me from who I am to somebody I'm possibly trying to be. Be with outside of myself because I may not like myself as I am at that moment. And and it happens. It happens. And before we know it, there's a saying, I can't remember it. Man takes a drink, the man, and it goes on like that, you know. And it's true. I found myself that way. But back to Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Verse 13, chapter 10. Is that 10? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, there could be a church on the street here while they're back. Empty. Could be empty. And, you know how man is. Man wants to, you know, he wants to take the lead. You know, he wants some people to follow him. He wants people to pat him on his back, push him up, you know what I'm saying, put him up there on a pedestal, you know, be worshipped and stuff. And let's say it was a church in our neighborhood. Of course, there's going to be a handful of people getting together. Well, what's going on with this church? You know, who does it belong to? We got a preacher. Anybody can preach here. Maybe we can open it up ourselves, you know. We just can't put somebody in there to listen to just because it's a church, no. We should be wanting to know the truth. Even though the truth may hurt, we should be wanting to know something about the truth, you know. Because when I was out there, I wanted to know why I was stuck out there. And I couldn't help myself. You know what I'm saying? I needed help, and I thought I could help myself. No, because me was under control by something else, and I had to get from under that control. And the only way to do that was to pray and read scripture. You know, that for me, that's what I had to do because I got tired of being tired of myself. I work all week, 6 days, paid, end of the week, and here, my check is gone. I get paid at 5 o'clock, and my check is gone at 12 o'clock at night. 6 hours, you know what I'm saying? 7 hours, my check is gone. Got nothing. You know, wouldn't even have 50 cents to buy a loose cigarette. And as they say here, I was jonesing for a cigarette, So I'm walking around looking for butts on the ground. And that's an awful way to be, but if I couldn't see myself, which I couldn't at that time, you know, I had no out. I had nothing to look forward to help me get up out of it. But I started to see myself and started to ask myself, why am I doing this? Where can I get some help? I would go to church, but it depends on what the preacher was talking about to hold my interest, keep my interest. So I got a Bible for myself, and I started praying. And I read scripture, and I pray. And I come across this scripture here, Matthew 6, and that 33rd. You know, and it didn't do it completely for me, but it was a big help, you know. It was like a slap upside the head. Man, it's been here all this time. Where have you been? You've been missing this, you know. But I realized that God, he is the provider. He's a provider. Like it says, 633, kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Because man couldn't help me. I went to all these rehabs. They couldn't help me. They wanted to hold on to me after I stopped getting high to work for them, you know. Yeah. But to God be the glory. You know, once I gave in to him, as I said, he opened my eyes. And the kingdom of God, it wasn't about going to heaven. It was about me learning about who God is. You know, why weren't more people talking about who God is? Why weren't more people talking about the kingdom of God instead of people talking about heaven? You know, I want to go to heaven. How do you get to heaven? You got to go through God and his son, Yeshua. You know, we have to go through them. We just can't say, okay, I'll stop smoking crack. And I understand what the kingdom of God is all about, so I'm good to go. You know, I'm good. I don't need this. I go to church and listen, you know, read my Bible a little bit, but it's a job. It's a job that we have to get involved in, you know, just like we come home from work and we wash up, you know, maybe change some clothes, have dinner, you know, we sit down, watch a little TV or have a conversation or something. And it's a job. It's a job. It's a job, and it's a job we need to learn how to do more and more each day. I couldn't do this. I lived in New York, and I couldn't do this in a day. I couldn't do it in a week. No. Mm-mm. But having the word there and reading that word and asking God to help me understand, how can I stay up out the street in the condition I was subjecting myself to, what do I need to do? It took a minute. It took a minute, but when I was in the right position, I visited a church out of town, and I went up to have prayer, and I received the Holy Spirit. It just came on me, and I can't remember nothing except me reaching for my back. I felt this feeling in my back on my right, so I reached back there, and before I knew it, boom, I was off and running. I felt as though I was moving, but I couldn't see nothing, and I couldn't say nothing. But it was the Holy Spirit coming upon me because I put myself in that position, and I really wanted to get involved into the kingdom of God. Not to be a preacher or nothing, but this was for me and my livelihood, you know. As we do things in our younger age, our bodies, don't tend to hold up too long, you know. But thank God he gives me his spirit, allows me to do what I need to do for my family and for myself and for others. And that is to reach out to others and let them know, my addiction is gone. I'm not I don't go to an alcoholic meeting or a drug meeting and say, well, hi, my name is Wes. I'm a drug addict. No, them days is gone, y'all. If I was still a drug addict, I'd still be doing drugs, you know. But things change over And going to a meeting like that, I would introduce myself. Yes, my name is Wes. I have been delivered from drug addiction. Just that simple. Just that simple. Because sometimes we tend to follow other people, and it seems right in the beginning, but as we get put on down the road, we find we can't turn around. There's no way to turn around that. You know, the road is so tight and there's so many people that you can't turn around. You know, we stuck and we get carried along thinking, okay, all right, well, I'll go so far down here and then I'll go from there. I'll find a place where I can turn around. But, you know, if we're not sincere, we'll get caught up. And there won't be a place to turn around. We'll be stuck and dry. No reverse, no neutral, none of that. We'll be swept along with the crowd, you know, swept right along with the crowd. But God is good. Just truly thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him for how he has led me to certain subjects to discuss about or talk about. Because I don't know. I don't know. And I just can't ask Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know. If I know my neighbors smoke weed, I'm not going to go over there and ask them. No, because I used to smoke weed, and I didn't know nothing. I smoke weed, so, you know, I can't ask them. I have to go to the source, and the true source now. You know, I'm not putting anybody down or telling anybody they better do this or better do that or, you know, they get lost. No, it's just a comment, a suggestion of a way that I went, you know, a way that I was led to go. And as I started to go that way, my eyes were open, and I realized all this time I lost, wasted in my life doing this other stuff over here. My health could have been a lot better, you know. My lungs could have been clearer, you know. I wouldn't have the popping and the creaking in my bones, you know, and I wouldn't have to scratch my head as many times. Because it would be clear of the smoke and the fumes and the whatever else, you know, so that I could think clearly. But I'm learning. Keep it simple. Learning the word and reading the word. Have to do this thing for myself and for my family. To let them see and let them know this is not me back in 1985 when that big crack thing jumped off. You know what I'm saying? New Jack City and all of those stuff. No. This is a new day. This is a new day. And I want to do right by myself, at least what time I have left. You know, I don't want to get in nobody's way. I'll accept the consequences, you know, of the, what can I call it, the oats that I've sowed. Let me put it like that. But then, you know, sometimes we get to the point that we want to give up. We get tired. The other day, I'm going to say this real quick. The other day, you know, I'm dealing with this. They told me I got cancer. They can't show me nothing, but they're giving me medicine to take, this and that, whatever else. So, I developed a pinched nerve in my back, and it favors my left side, my left arm, my shoulder, my left elbow, oh, my goodness, and my hand. It seems to go numb every now and then. But, you know, I dealt with it accordingly. And the other day, something told me, said, man, you just need to give up. You know, it did. It was me listening to the advice of the evil one, you know. After going through all these years, all this suffering, all of a sudden, he wants me to give up, you know. It's almost like Job and his wife when she told him, why don't you just curse God and die? There wouldn't be no sense in doing that, you know, because God gives and God takes away. But I told myself that I didn't come this far to turn around. I didn't come this far to give up. No matter what I'm subjected to, I just will keep my mind in the scripture. On certain scriptures, I memorized that Psalm 103. You know, it went right along with it. Psalm 103. And I was doing this every day, and then as that pain would get worse and worse and worse, you know, the enemy, he takes your mind and puts it on things where you're weak, you know. And I stopped reciting these scriptures every day. I used to recite them every day, and I said, Lord, it's not that I'm looking for relief by me reciting these scriptures. No, it's the life I'm supposed to live by reciting these scriptures and learning about you and believing in these scriptures. And Psalm 103, real quick. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103 and 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And, excuse me, I was reciting that every day, going to work every day, every day, every day. And the other scripture, there was, I think it was Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Now, I would get weak physically, and it's like, I'm tired of going through this, you know, I need a breakthrough, you know. Why has God let me go through all this like this? I done been through enough, you know. My thyroid, 5 lung collapses, you know. All this, all that. Now prostate cancer, now pinched nerve, and who knows what else, you know. And just told me, someone told me, said, man, just give on up. Give up. Give up. Ain't got nothing to look forward to, you know. Ain't got no further than where you at. You should be on top, man. You know, you shouldn't be going through these changes. And yeah, you know, I just felt it within myself. I was about to talk myself into giving up. It was right there. It was right there. All I had to do was say, yeah. And a thought ran through my mind and told me, said, yeah, you've been forgetting to read scripture. You don't even recite the scripture you wanted to every day. Because you believed in the healing and the whatever else. And the devil, he just wanted to take over. You know, I got weak. What can I say? I got weak. But enough of God's spirit was in me to where I told myself, I said, no, I'm not turning back. I don't care what happens. I'm not turning back. And this funeral we went to last Saturday, it came on my mind. It's been on my mind for a few days. He wasn't saved, so he got saved on his deathbed. And Bishop Gray, it was his brother-in-law that he was talking to on his deathbed, and he gave him some scriptures to reassure him that he would have a better afterlife than the life that he lived doing what he was doing, you know. And I said, oh, Lord, I tell you, if he didn't know, God put somebody in his way to let him know what to expect. And I said, here I am, me by myself, thinking I'm by myself, you know. And I'm not quoting these scriptures that I told myself I need to keep these on my brain, you know. Because it just goes with life, you know. He forgives all my iniquities, all my sins. He heals all my diseases, you know. Now, he's not a doctor that he's going to throw some miracle drug on me, you know, and I'm going to be out here, you know, back to my old self. No, that's not working because my old self is gone. It's a new day. It's a new day. And I had to tell myself, I got to go through. I've been through worse than this. I have to go through, you know. And I started to get a little bit of encouragement. And on my job, I have opportunity to read scripture. And then, too, I have a YouTube on my phone and Bible app on my phone to where I can put it on you on Bluetooth, and I can listen to scripture on the phone, you know. And this, it brought me back. It sort of pulled me back from the edge because I'm about ready to jump, you know, about ready to jump. And it wasn't that I didn't have nobody to call. It was me controlling me again. I gave in to me controlling me. And it was like, I ain't got nobody to call. Of course not. I'm running the street and I ain't got nobody to call because there ain't nobody out there running the streets, you know. But these are things in life, you know what I'm saying? And as I told myself, I said, I have to get busy. You know, this ain't about me working to pay these medical bills off or to clear up some stuff. So if something does happen to me, you know, my wife, she wouldn't have to worry about a whole lot of bills to pay and stuff. But it's about my job, my client, his family, you know. It's about people I come in contact with. And it's about me. It's about me. Was I lying in the beginning when I asked God to forgive me? Was I really lying when I asked him to forgive me of all this stuff? I received the Holy Ghost. They gave me a title, position. I don't know what to do in the position, really, you know, just going through some changes, but trying to do it for myself, not that nobody else will say, well, man, he just come down here out of town, and they gave him this and gave him that, and look at him, he off and running. Now, it ain't that, no. No, I need to do for myself, yeah, and do some things that are right, and let myself see how to look out after other people, because I used a whole lot of people in Jersey and New York. I used a whole lot of people, y'all. And I almost lost my life a couple of times that I know of behind using people. But God, you know, every time it was God. That one time that guy was going to kill me, I was waiting on the bus to go to work, business cards, and threw them all on the ground. And had an old ripped up wallet over there. And he going to tell me that I stole his wallet. Okay. You ain't getting none of this here. Not tonight. I don't care what you got. You know, gun or no gun. And I believe just that much to where God didn't let nothing happen to me. And I wasn't fully, I was living in a drug rehab. You know what I'm saying? But what more could happen to me out of the drug rehab? My thinking reinforced by the word, you know, me living right, serving God as best I know how, doing what I need to do for myself and for the next man in line, you know, and not to set myself up to say, well, remember, I had all this and had that, and I looked out for all them people. No, it's, you know, if it works like that, just give people what they need and keep it moving, you know. But, as I mentioned, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And like I said, it's different now, kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Okay? Now, let me get another little something here real quick. Okay? All right. Kingdom of heaven is the earthly sphere or sphere of the universal kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of heaven is just pertains to the earth. The kingdom of heaven pertains to the earth. Now, the kingdom of God, it pertains to the stars, the planets, whatever else is out there, you know, any and everything that moves. That's what the kingdom of God consists of, you know, and that's what that's what I consider to be more important than, you know, worrying about going to heaven, you know. It shouldn't even be on my mind. If I'm living right, doing the right thing, talking the right thing, you know, not talking about people behind their back, you know, or mentioning this or mentioning that. Well, so-and-so, they need to stop wearing them shoes. They don't even fit right. You know, stuff like that, it comes out your mouth, but it shouldn't be. You know, and I try not to be one to do that, but sometimes something needs to be said, whether a person gets mad or not. Things need to be said to keep things square. You know what I'm saying? We don't live in no dark ages, you know? Things should always be improving, trying to get better. Not to pull nobody down, but to make that person look just as good as you do, even make them look better than you do, no matter what they think, you know? But the kingdom of God is everything combined. Everything. Our soul, this is the kingdom of God. Everything that we can think of is included in the kingdom of God. Okay? The kingdom of God. And real quick, I'm not one to be wanting to get to heaven that quick, no. For me, no. Because if we read scripture properly, it shows that there's going to be a new Jerusalem, not the city over there that they're fighting in. No, that's shared by two or three different religions. New Jerusalem will be coming down from heaven, and it'll be a part of earth. Earth will be cleared up, cleaned up, the water all dried up, so people can have a place to live. You know, and all of this is a part of God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, where any and everything goes from the beginning to the end. We can read from Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation 22. Everything is included in the kingdom of God. You can see a lot of this. It has no relation to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is where God, where he dwells, where he abode. He's not a human being. He's a spirit. And the spirit, you can't pick a place for a spirit to stay. Now, spirit can dwell in a human's body, but God, as the supreme being, creator of all things. Nothing was made that he did not create. I don't care what it was. Man couldn't come in with this AI, you know what I'm saying, artificial intelligence, something that's going to blow up in their face, you know, and make things worse. God didn't create that, but God gave man the knowledge to come up with ideas that may help the human race. And man, he's going to use this stuff. He's going to use it up to his advantage. And it's going to dig that hole that much deeper for him. You know? And I know for myself, I talked to my wife and I told her, I said, well, we see this stuff coming. Man's been doing this stuff for years, centuries. For centuries. Nothing works. Nothing. It's going to fall just like every other country has fallen, and some have never came back. It's going to fall. The scripture tells us, the countries that turn their back on God, wow, it's really going to be something. It is. It's going to be something. And by us being children of God or servants of the Most High, We have to go through this thing, you know. We can't wait. We can't dig no fallout shelter. You know what I'm saying? We can't build no treehouse. It ain't gonna work. And go cross country, that ain't working. You know, we just won't be able to get away from it. But being a part of the kingdom of God and His righteousness, it will help us to go through. It will. It will help us to go through. You know, like I said, I was going through this something I wanted to give up just the other day. And it's like, I got this boost of energy from where? It just come up on me, you know? That's because God knows that I was at that point to where I needed some help. I needed some help. And man didn't have any help for me, except a joint, you know, a couple of drinks or, you know, a couple of glasses of wine, you know. Those are things that just satisfy the body. You know, I need something to satisfy my mind and to keep my soul straight. Because the soul that dies, the soul that dies, it's going to hell. I don't want my soul to die and go to hell. I want it to live and return back to the life giver, which is God, El Shaddai, God Almighty. All right. I just have to put it like that. You know, I'm one of the fellows, but hey, this is my life. You know, you can't do for me what I can do for myself. You know, and I have no business putting in nobody else's hands. And it's not that I go to church and put my life in the preacher's hands. No, I just listen to what they got to say. They roll off some scriptures. You know, I'm reading them right there out of my Bible, and I keep them on my phone and read them later. You know, and it helps to reinforce what little bit I do have, you know, what little bit I do have, because it's a daily thing, y'all. And situations come up in my life and the next man's life to where it blocks a lot of that out, because Satan, he wants us to return back to what we used to do, what we used to enjoy doing, you know. But I just don't have time, y'all. I don't have time. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I don't want to be of the world. No. Just enjoy what God has put in my possession. Try and take care of it the best I know how. Do the right thing by him, my wife, and my children, and my neighbors, church family, people that I know. Do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to say the right thing. Not to be a show-off and not to want nobody to pat me on my back, because I did a whole lot of patting on my back myself, you know. So I didn't need nobody to do that for me, especially now, you know. But Jesus Christ, he came so that all things could be redeemed back to God. Man to God and the earth to man. He sinned, and he gave up possession of the earth to Satan. And Jesus Christ, he came to get that back. He came to give it back to man. He did. Mm-hmm. Yes. And to give us an opportunity to get back to our Creator. You know, like I always say, he's our Creator. He created us. He's our Redeemer, you know. We have opportunity to get back to him and get back with him in his graces. He is our sustainer. If he were to take his breath away, everything would die. Everything, the grass, the trees, everything would die if he would take his breath away. You know, and we are judged through his word, through his word. I read about myself a couple of times in the Bible. I don't remember where, but I know I read some stuff about me. And I just jumped to something else, you know. I just left that alone. I'll get back to that some other time, some other year, you know. But it wasn't that I didn't want to know. I just didn't want to bring that up, you know, because there's some other things that are going on here that I need to work on, and I don't need that to get in my way, like my health. My health. I'm doing pretty good. I had a couple of women about a week or 2 weeks ago. They said, I said, you're 75? No. They asked me, they said, your birthday? I said, 12/24/48. And I said, yeah, I'll be 75 Christmas Eve. And she looked like we could have told to shut her mouth, you know what I'm saying? And she said, you don't look like you're 75, going to be 75. You know, and I look in the mirror and I say, well, my God, I'm looking more and more like 85. You know what I'm saying? My health is just tearing me apart. But if other people can see the goodness of God, you know, without me parading it around, that's a good thing. You know, if people can look at me and say, well, you don't look your age. 40 years old, I looked like I was going to be about 120. Yeah, I looked a whole lot worse than this. And I thank God I don't look like where I come from. You know, I just don't. That would be a destructive thing. Okay, all right, yeah. Okay, all right. I'm going to wrap this up here real quick. I'm going to just read a couple of things here. Now, this is from, year 2009. I wrote some notes, and I just picked stuff up, and it comes in handy right then. If you find yourself in despair, sickness, or difficulty, give God some praise. The Lord will give you victory. Now, that's what happened to me. The kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven now. No, no. Just praise God for the trees out there. You know what I'm saying? Because the wind blows, the trees, they sway, you know. And the clouds, he hung the clouds in the sky. We just give God the praise. And even sometimes when we get in the prison, we got to praise God anyhow. And that prison can mean anything, you know. It can mean I done got caught up with this or got caught up with that. I need to back up off of it a little bit, you know, not get too carried away. But to God, you know, give it to God. Come into the house of the Lord, and he will bless you. Don't have a pity party. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. To God be the glory. God bless all. Shalom. Shalom, family.